I would like to run through some housekeeping arrangements. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and the sound recording will be made available on the Council's website. Under the Openness of Local Government Bodies regulations, people may film, record, tweet or blog this meeting, and this is outside the Council's control. I would also like to remind councillors and other people attending the meeting that the fire exits are to the rear and side of the room. There are no fire alarm tests planned this evening. Could I also ask that everyone turns off their mobile phones or switches them to silent so that the meeting is not disturbed? I would also like to remind councillors that when they speak, they are required to stand if they are able to do so to address the meeting. This is a requirement of the council's constitution. The first item on the agenda is apologies for absence. I have had apologies from councillors Matthew Brooks, Leon Hadjid Nicolau, Andrew Paling, Christine Radford, John Savage, Paul Baldwin, Robin Popley, and Councillor Williams, and also from Honorary Alderman John Bush, Tony Stott, and Joe Tormey. Are there any other apologies? Councillor Shepherd.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillor Hunt, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I will now move on to item two, disclosures of pecuniary interests and other registrable and non-registrable interests. Disclosable pecuniary interests and registrable interests relate to entries that are included or should be included on a council's register of interests. Non-registrable interests relate to any other matters. I will now call on the Chief Executive to report on any disclosures of interest in the business.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have had no disclosures handed to me in advance of the meeting. Are there any from the floor? There are no disclosures, Madam Mayor.
Item three, minutes of the previous meeting. I move that the minutes of the meeting of Annual Council held on the 23rd of May 2022 be confirmed and signed as a correct record.
Second this, Madam Mayor.
Does anyone wish to raise anything of accuracy of the minutes? If so, please state the minute number. Since no issues have been raised, I take this to signify that the minutes are accepted as a correct record. Thank you. I will now sign the official minutes I have here with me and pass them to Democratic Services for archiving. The next item is item four, announcements. The first item is Mayor's announcements. Pardon me a moment. In my first month of being mayor, I realised something which I'm sure past mayors know, but others may not, and that is how important the role of mayor is to local people. I called uninvited at a Platinum Jubilee street party, and the people were thrilled. By chance, I saw one of the participants at another event, and she told me how wonderful they all felt that I had called at their celebration. At another event, an elderly lady said I was the most important person she had ever met. Of course, I am not important. I am an ordinary person doing an extraordinary job. So please, encourage organisers of events to invite the mayor. I'm sure that I and future mayors will attend if at all possible, and it will raise the significance of the event for all concerned. I call upon the leader to make his announcements.
Madam Mayor, welcome to your first full meeting. I have no announcements to make.
I call upon the Chief Executive to make his announcements.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have no announcements to make.
The next item is item 5, petitions. Are there any petitions to be presented? Thank you. The next item is 6.1, leadership review and senior management realignment. Please note that the exempt report of the Chief Executive will be considered under item 16 on this agenda. Item 6.2, annual scrutiny report 2021-22. This is on page 14. I call upon Councillor Seaton to propose the item.
Thank you. Madam Mayor, to report annually on the Council.
Good evening, Madam Mayor. I wish to second this motion. Thank you. And reserve my right to speak.
If any councillors would like to speak, please raise your hand. Councillor Meir.
I think this is the first year of scrutiny after its reorganisation, and I have the privilege of sitting on the Finance and Performance Scrutiny Panel and also chairing the Budget Scrutiny Panel as well. And I just wanted to thank councillors on that panel because I think it's been a tough year the last couple of years, and we've looked at the finances, and I think going forward a few years, things will have settled, and we can do some more critical analysis of the budget to make sure that we have sufficient sustainability going forward. But I just wanted to draw something on Finance and Performance Scrutiny Panel, which I sit on as Vice Chair, and this is a piece of work that we've drawn out, which is to do with voids, void properties, and I think it's important because we know the housing waiting list in Charnwood is long. And we want to house people as quickly as possible. And it does upset residents when they find out that we have so many empty void properties. And also residents who live next to empty void properties tell us why is that property so long. So I was shocked actually when, as part of this scrutiny panel, we found out that like the sheltered housing scheme had been going on for over a decade to reorganise and renovate and model those. And it's something that scrutiny brings up and hopefully puts it to the administration's and the cabinet's attention that actually if something's been going on for a decade, it either needs looking at or it needs dropping. And we can't just be dragging it on year on year. So that's something that came out of performance and finance scrutiny this time round, and hopefully going forward as the new committee beds in, there'll be much more things for us to report to full council. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Does anyone else wish to speak on this item? Councillor Ranson, do you wish to speak?
No, thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm happy with the outcome. Thank you very much.
I call upon Councillor Seaton to sum up then.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm particularly pleased this year to have been the chair of the Scrutiny Commission, and I'm quite proud of the fact that this year we've taken on panel work, which I think is an extremely vital and important job of scrutiny, to be able to take those and members' participation of that as well. We've got digitalisation and waste and recycling. They're the two panels that have come to the fore at the moment and they've just finished. We've got ASB and loneliness. We've got a scrutiny panel on loneliness. They're informal at the moment, but now the other two panels have finished, it will be formalised and come to the fore. The voids, thank you, Councillor Meir. It is coming to the council in a timely manner to allow the appropriate officers to prepare the work for us. And that has come from the Finance Scrutiny Group, because it is something that's recurring on theirs as well. So apart from that, I've got nothing to say on further on it. Thank you.
I'm now putting the motion to the vote. Can I see all those in favour? Any against? Any abstentions? That is carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 7, call-in references. There are no call-in references from scrutiny. Item 8, position statements. No position statements have been received. Item 9, motions on notice. No motions on notice were received. Item 10, questions on notice. As a reminder, the questions that councillors have submitted and the answers to them are in the supplements pack. I will call on those councillors who have indicated that they wish to ask a supplementary question. Supplementary questions must relate directly and exclusively to the questions submitted, and any other supplementary question will not be permitted. Each councillor will have 1 minute to ask their supplementary question, and the councillor responding will also be able to speak for 1 minute. Item 10.1, the store. Councillor Draycott, would you like to ask your supplementary question?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. In Charnwood, a lot of people are now having to make even harder decisions across the country. Also, reports are coming through of food banks having empty shelves, and that could well be the case for the store if it does not review its current strategy. Would the Cabinet lead agree it is clear to see that donations are drying up by those who gave them previously now having to tighten their own belts? I've heard firsthand the store is now limiting fresh food, and if not already, freezer food restricted or not available. So different thinking is called for, Madam Mayor, such as the council building having food or toiletry drop-offs, possibly a borough-wide day publicising, and a call for people to drop things off at council facilities. Would the Cabinet lead therefore agree to take on board, please, the importance of this and lead on ensuring no empty shelves?
Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
I call upon Councillor Harper Daisbys. Do you wish to respond?
Sorry, can't hear.
We'll just pause a second and see if we can fix them.
It didn't, did it?
It looks like.
The green's flashing.
There you go.
It's red.
Councillor Draycott, did you hear my response? Thank you.
Item 10.2, Town Centre Highway Works, Bedford Square, Devonshire Square, Ward's End. Councillor Draycott, would you like to ask your supplementary question?
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm pleased safety has improved, but from the 18 complaints and four insurance claims, the grand opening was premature. At past council meetings, cost to date £3.869 million, but to increase from this answer. My question to the leader is, does he remember a guy called Dick Whittington? He had a cat. He went to London believing the streets were paved with gold. I checked out on Amazon, other sites available, the cost of 24-carat gold leaf. It's £171 per square metre. The cost of this scheme is £1,000 per square metre. almost six times as expensive as covering it in gold. Would the leader agree that a modern-day Dick Whittington would perhaps be heading to Loughborough instead? Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Morgan, do you wish to respond?
I would love to, but unfortunately it's not working again. If I shout, can anyone hear me?
Thank you. We'll just take a 5-minute break and see if we can sort out the microphones.
He's obviously sorted these.
We should be resolved for the Conservatives, but I'm afraid for Labour and Independents, we've got a microphone and stand. So I'm afraid when you wish to speak, you're going to have to come to the microphone. Thank you. If we can continue now. We will move to 10.3, air quality in buildings. Councillor Julie Bradshaw, would you like to ask your supplementary question? You won't be recorded, Councillor Bradshaw.
Start again. Okay, so I'd like to thank the lead member, that's better, for the response containing technical and regulatory information. I understand the council are seriously looking at a new build office to replace Southfields in the near future, and as such we'll be designing that building, giving the council the opportunity to lead on such an important matter and to give a good example to others about future developments. So my question is therefore, would the cabinet lead take this on board when the start of the building commences? Thank you.
Councillor Bailey, would you like to respond? Councillor Barclay, would you like to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Yeah, I think the original question actually said that we can't make our own rules up. It is central government, but it seems eminently sensible to consider building a building which will be suitable for the future. And I'm sure as and when we determine where we're going to make that building and we get a spec for it, all aspects will be considered. And by no means a suggestion that we would not consider, but as far as building regulations are concerned at the moment, they seem more concerned with circulation within the building. But yep, we'll make sure that we look at that and see what's available. But with the rate of coronavirus at the moment peaking over 250,000 a day, it makes eminent sense to look at all way. Yeah, sorry, went on a bit too long there. I think I got carried away.
Item 10.4, alcohol-related ASB in Loughborough Town Centre. Councillor Ward, would you like to ask your supplementary question?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Thank you to the lead member and officers for the response, but I do feel like this is an answer to a different question that I didn't ask about whether alcohol's actually banned in the area the PSPO covers. The reality is that there's a serious alcohol ASB hotspot, particularly around the York Road area, which isn't being properly addressed at the moment. And we do indeed have residents in the public gallery tonight from that area who are very concerned about the issues happening there and are keen to hear how they're going to be effectively addressed going forwards. If patrols can be increased in the Radmore Road and Ashby Road areas, I don't see why York Road can't be included in that as well. It's very nearby. It's surprising to me that only 32 alcohol seizures have happened during two whole academic years within an area that has an obvious problem with late-night alcohol-fueled ASB, predominantly but not exclusively involving students, and no enforcement action has been taken whatsoever despite numerous complaints being made.
Thank you, Councillor Ward.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Harper-Davis, would you like to respond?
Thank you very much, Councillor Ward, for the question. And the various contexts within the question, I really think from an ASB perspective, we have to hold our police to account. And obviously it's important that they deal with ASB, but we can work in partnership to ensure that plans are put into place to address this ASB issue, which is obviously very serious for the residents, and we don't wish to see that. So I will ensure that Inspector Oswin and we through CSP will sit down and around the table and address this, because it's just not going away and it's really devastating for the residents that actually live in those areas. So thank you for the question. We'll make sure that actions are taken. Thank you.
Item 10.5, Landlord Services into the Future. Councillor Anne Gray, would you like to ask your supplementary question?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. We've had references to Dick Whittington. I think mine refers to the Three Little Pigs and the house built of bricks. I was very happy to receive the supply I did with the statistics that show that so many of our tenants are very happy with repairs. I was a little bit surprised, though. I think that Beverly and I could be perhaps unlucky in our ward, where we have at least two residents who've been waiting over 3 years for very serious repairs. Both households contain people in ill health. One lady in her 70s with repairs that are so bad she's going to have to move out. She's very anxious to get a time frame for her repairs and the details of where she will have to move to. And I would like to ask, in view of the fact that other repairs seem to be carried out very well, is it possible to fast-track these serious repairs in some way so that these tenants' anxieties and health problems can be resolved? Thank you, Madam Mayor.
I apologise. Councillor Poland, would you like to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you, Councillor Gray, for your question. I'm grateful in your supplementary that you acknowledge that tenants are obviously very happy with the repairs that they've had and that the repairs have been carried out well. Obviously, in regards to the specific cases you mentioned, I obviously can't comment on those right now, but I would ask you if you can email me afterwards with the details of those cases. I will take that up with the lead officer and we'll work that way. Thank you.
Item 11, minute references. There are no minute references. Item 12, urgent decisions. This is page 30 of your pack. This report is to note a decision which was exempted from calling in accordance with scrutiny committee procedure 11.9 and to note the action taken by the Chief Executive in respect of an urgent council function decision which was made under urgency provisions. If any councillors would like to ask a question, please indicate your wish to do so by raising your hand. As there are no hands raised, I'll move on to the next item. Item 13, delegation of executive functions. This is page 35. This report is to inform the council of delegation of executive functions relating to the participation in the UK resettlement scheme and chairmanship of the member development member reference group. If any councillor would like to ask a question, please indicate your wish to do so by raising your hand. Councillor Draycott.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. It's regarding the UK resettlement scheme. I note the information and changes over time, but I would like to challenge the decision again that we're only looking at housing one family up to six people. A recent government report stated that council should expect average families to have 6.5 persons. Add to that, as in many cultures, grandparents or siblings, it's obvious one property will not be enough. So could I ask the leader to consider holding, for example, a landlords forum meeting to discuss these issues direct? It's not uncommon for a landlord to have adjoining properties, and I think an adjoining property would suit a lot of these issues. If I could leave that with the leader, please. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Morgan, do you wish to respond?
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and thank you, Councillor Draycott. I will raise that point with the lead member and lead officer. Thank you.
If I see no more raised hands, so I'll move on to item 14, appointments to committees. Are there any changes to the appointments of committees? I see no raised hands, so I'll move on to the next item. Item 15, exempt information. It is recommended that members of the public be excluded from the meeting during the consideration of the following item on the grounds that it will involve the likely disclosure of exempt information as defined in paragraph 1 of part 1 of Schedule 12A to the Local Government Act 1972, and it is considered that the public interest in maintaining the exemption outweighs the public interest in disclosing the information. Could I have a seconder?
I second this, Madam Mayor.
I am now putting this motion to the vote. Could I see all those in favour? Is there anyone against? Are there any abstentions? That is carried unanimously.